Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for April 2023. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART Vice President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora and palmarie. Conference is fast approaching, and the conference committee is putting in the final touches. Let's talk about the alternative program. Lynn and Topsy are your hosts, and they've come up with a program they hope will cater for everyone's taste, with visits to gardens in the Manawatu area, museums, touring a working mill with a chance of being able to see it in action, and a trip to Foxton Beach. With the usual disclaimer, as unforeseen issues may result in a change in the program. As most of you know by now, due to technical glitches beyond NZART's control, the remits for this year's conference did not get published in the most recent edition of Break-In. These remits have now been published in HQ InfoLine and on NZART's website in the branch circular. Due to the change in our accounting system, the auditor has not had a chance to review the accounts in time for the recent publications of Break-In. These will now be made available in HQ InfoLine and on our website as soon as we have them. The 26th of April this year marked 100 years since the first amateur radio contact between New Zealand and Australia, between Frank Bell of Shag Valley, Otago, and Charles McLaren, 2CM of Sydney. A special event callsign, ZL100, has been issued for 3 months to commemorate the event, commencing on April 26th. To July 25th, 2023. WIA have also been granted a special call sign of VK100ZL to commemorate the event. There has been a change of the guard with the NZART Awards Manager role. Stuart Robinson, ZL2STR, has taken over from Andrew Barron, ZL3DW. Andrew has been the Awards Manager since August 2018. I thank him for his almost 5 years of service and wish him well for his future endeavours. I would also like to welcome Stuart to the role and look forward to working with him going forward. As always, you can contact the Awards Manager via awards@nzart.org.nz. You may have heard Debbie mention from time to time that NZART is moving to electronic communications where possible. This is due to postal rates increasing. We have now moved to a cloud-based database that makes it easier to send invoices out electronically. With this being said, could all of you please make sure we have your correct contact details, including your correct email address? I know some of you do not have access to computer or email, but for those of us that do, it would be appreciated if you could keep Debbie up to date so we can easily contact you. Finally, our very own Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, celebrated 25 years service to NZART and amateur radio earlier this month. Congratulations, Debbie. Here's to many more years. That's it for me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Daniel. The Vice President of NZART, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Radio Electronics Group, NZART Branch 89, will be holding their annual equipment sale at the Glenview Club, 211 Peacocks Road, Glenview, Hamilton, on Saturday the 20th of May. The venue opens to vendors at 8:30 a.m. It opens to buyers and the public at 10 a.m. Now, pre-booked tables will be $20. If you get your table on the day, that will be $25. Public $2, lucky ticket entry. Now, refreshments will be available. There'll be door prizes. Plenty of parking, easy access, and motorhome parking will also be available. For a vendor registration form, contact Robert ZL2BRO at ZL1REGSale@gmail.com. ZL1REGSale@gmail.com. That's the Radio Electronic Group annual equipment sale at the Glenview Club, 211 Peacocks Road, Glenview, Hamilton, on Saturday, the 20th of May. To Upper Hutt we go now. Let's join our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim. Tēnā koutou katoa, and hello, everyone. Thank you, Daniel, for your kind words. Allow me to indulge by reminiscing over some of my 25 years as your business manager slash general secretary. It is a milestone not just for me, but for the association, as I have been the longest running general secretary in the association's history. I commenced my employment with NZART as the business manager on the 1st of April 1998. Yes, that's right, April Fool's Day. I didn't think too much of the irony of that day until I attended my very first annual conference of NZART in Whangarei. Sitting among some 300-plus attendees at this conference was a little surreal. I realised that everyone had the same first name, ZL, followed by a weird surname mixing numbers in either two or three letters. I honestly thought that I had landed on another planet. So small my world had been until that day. It was at this conference I was appointed the position of General Secretary to align with the Association's constitution. My predecessor, Neville Copeland, was accorded life membership during the AGM and retired from the position immediately after the weekend's activities. Neville had been General Secretary for 16 years. As I said, April Fool's Day just kept on giving. I was now in the hot seat, and did I have to learn quickly. Fortunately, with the help of a great number of people, some of whom I am proud to say have become great friends. These friends helped me grow in the role, so a special shout out to Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, for helping me to see the funny side to everything. The late David, ZL2BCA, for keeping us both in check now and then. Terry Carroll, ZL3QL, for telling me I should never apologise for doing my job. And you, Jim, ZL2BHF, for your wealth of historic knowledge, not only on all things NZART, also how you made dulcet tones out of mine and other dreary voices over the many years. Your long history on the OB, all done voluntarily. Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, for making sure I made every dollar count and to count every dollar. Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI, for keeping me on my toes, but making me see things pragmatically. Finally, in my trip down memory lane, I'd like to take this opportunity to remember the past seven presidents and councils volunteering their valuable time for all members to the association and who helped to make me what I am in the position now. No, I did not start on April Fool's Day with NZART. I believe that day is where my real life began. I have learned never underestimate the importance one places on their hobbies and passions. Ideas and ideals cannot be measured by money nor status, but in the true value of doing something you really enjoy and helping others along the way. The immense number of volunteers this organisation has been built by over the past 97 years and is still a voice to be heard today is something I am very proud to be a small part of. So thank you to you all. No, I am not retiring anytime soon, God willing. Now, if I could just get this bloody knee fixed, life would be sweet again. In closing, just to mention regarding the special event call sign 0100 Daniel spoke of. This call sign was issued for 3 months from the 26th of April until the 25th of July this year. Anyone who is wanting to use this call sign, please advise me of the dates and times so we do not conflict with other amateurs. Well, that's it from me, Jim. Ngā mihi nui, mā te wā. Stay safe and see you next time.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. To the Sangster Shield Contest. The 2023 NZART Sangster Shield Contest is to be held on Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st of May. 2000 hours to 2300 hours NZST each evening. The rules for this year are unchanged since those published in the 2016 April-May break-in and as per the current NZRT website under Activities, Contests, NZRT Sangster Shield. It's an 80-metre CW-only contest for entrance with power output up to 5 watts PEP. Note that the Transistor Trophy entry criteria allows first-time Sangster entrants rather than just newly licensed operators. Remember that there are 6 half-hour operating periods each evening, i.e. 2000 to 2029, 2030 to 2059, etc. Use the branch number of your location, regardless of whether this is currently active or in recess. Operating just one night is also fine, as we would all prefer to have as many on the air as possible. 73, and hope to work you in the contest. From Glenn, ZL2KZ. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Students enjoyed an amateur radio contact with an ISS astronaut who, like them, is from the United Arab Emirates. It was a first for a new educational program. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, shares the details.
25 students from a number of schools in the United Arab Emirates got a chance to connect over amateur radio with ISS mission specialist Sultan Alni Adi, KI5VTV. The call on April 18th was the first of 10 scheduled educational sessions being arranged with the communications engineer by the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Centre in Dubai and the Emirates Literature Foundation in collaboration with the Emirates Amateur Radio Society. It was the first ham radio contact through this programme for the astronaut, who was the second from the United Arab Emirates. As the ISS passed over the region, the call utilised the centre's ground station to make the contact. Like the international ham radio programme known as Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or ARISS, ELF in space provides a window into life aboard the space station and the various challenges and projects undertaken by those on board. Perhaps just as importantly for some, it also provides an amateur radio experience. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Sometimes the only thing that comes close to being on the air is reading about being on the air. Here's one of our occasional book reviews. It's from Randy Sly, W4XJ, and it's all about CW.
Whatever your level of CW proficiency, Chris Rutkowski, NW6V, has something for you. Chris recently released a great book about Morse code called The CW Way of Life. He provides 232 pages full of meaningful and entertaining content that is well written. With each page, all I could think about was that familiar phrase, and there's more. Chris first takes us through the basics of CW and operating with a straight key. And there's more. He talks about how we approach, process, and understand Morse code. Do you want to explore a unique approach to strengthening your copy skills? Try his chapter on code talking. And there's more. He gives a special way to notate code, some drills, and a whole section on Morse code lingo, including standard exchanges, protocols, and operating etiquette. And still there's more. Finally, he leads us through advanced key training, looking at bugs, paddles, and the rest. Available through Amazon, this is a great book for hams or non-hams interested in the original digital. I give it a 5.99. This is Randy Sly, W4XJ.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2023. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. NZART conference this year is to be held at the Millennium Copthorne Hotel, 110 Fitzherbert Avenue in Palmerston North. Now, details and the registration form are on the NZART conference website, located at www.nzart-conference.nz. For additional information or to contact the conference organisers, you can email them at contact@nzart-conference.nz. Contact@nzart-conference.nz. NZART Conference Saturday and Sunday program details are printed inside the back cover of your March-April copy of Break-In. Page 43 of the same issue has details of the Saturday and Sunday alternative program. Plan and register now for NZART Conference 2023 in Palmerston North over King's Birthday weekend, June the 3rd and 4th. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome to another roundup of news from your area. And we start with the Fonger Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28 NZART. On May the 3rd, there will be a visit from the new NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Over to Gisborne Amateur Radio Club, Branch 11 NZART, where the annual general meeting will be held at 11 a.m. on Sunday the 14th of May. Now, this is a slightly different event to the usual meeting. This is a smorgasbord-style lunch in the staff tea room area at EIT. Now, this date is also Mother's Day, so the club is hoping that families will also come along. And the venue is on the corner of Derby and Palmerston Road. To Marlborough Amateur Radio Club, Branch 22 NZART, which has its next meeting on Thursday, May the 11th. There will be a talk by David Rothwell on waterproof joints. That's part two of a series on antennas. And finally, to Christchurch NZART Branch 05, where the next meeting is on Wednesday, May the 3rd, where Stars at L3CU will give part two of his talk on satellites, including a follow-up to his Green Cube article in March-April Break-In. And that meeting is held at the club rooms at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 28th of May. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for April 2023. Good night, everyone. Good night now.